Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Rabbi Avram Goldar and today Maseches Chulin Dav Chav Ches, the second parrot HaShoichet. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Pinchas said, Ein Shechita Of Min HaTorah. There is no law from the Torah requiring Shechita of birds by cutting the simanim. Rather, tearing or stabbing them suffices. However, Shechita is required with the Rabban. He darshans v'shafach, he shall pour out the blood to teach, b'shvicha ba'al masagi, merely pouring out its blood is sufficient for slaughtering it. The Gemara eventually concedes that this question is a Malchukas Anayim. Rabbi Elazar Kappar, the great darshans, the Torah's comparison between Psuli HaMukdashim, disqualified Karbanos, which were redeemed, and Isle of Tzvi, a deer and a hard to teach. The non-domesticated animals require Shechita just as disqualified Karbanos do. But a bird has no Shechita requirement according to Torah law, El Medivrei Sofrim, only by rabbinical decree. Rebbe darshans, v'zavachta kasher sivisicha, and you shall slaughter as I have commanded you. Malamin shinistava Moshe alavesh v'alkana. This teaches that Moshe was orally commanded regarding shechting, the trachea and esophagus, v'alrov echubaof, and about cutting most of one pipe of a bird, v'alrov shnayim bebehema, and about cutting most of two pipes of an animal. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that shechita of one simen is sufficient for a bird. Rav Nachman said, oveshet okana. Either the esophagus or the trachea qualifies. Rav Adar Bar Abba says, Veshet v'lokana. He must specifically shecht the esophagus and not the trachea. And the Mishnah's term echod means meyuchad, the special pipe. The veshet is the more critical simen since even a tiny hole in the veshet renders the animal a trefa, whereas only a mostly cut kana does. A brisa states the malika of chataz ha'of can be performed on either simen, apparently disapproving Rav Adar Bar Abba. However, the Gemara suggests that malika is different, since the spinal cord and neck bone are also cut during malika. Therefore, the Gemara presents an incident about a duck in Rava's house, whose neck was stained with blood. Rava wondered how to examine the veshet for fatal injuries, since the veshet must be examined from the inside, and if they shecht it first, they may shecht through a fatal hole in the veshet. Rava's son suggested examining the kana externally and shechting it, and examining the veshet internally afterwards, and Rava approved. This proves that one may shecht either simen of a bird. And point number three, Rav says, mechzal mechzal karov, shechting a simen until it's half cut and half uncut is like having shechted most of the simen and is a valid shechita. He explains, Haki Amrali Rachmanu LaMoshe, Hashem said this to Moshe, Lo tishayar ruba, do not leave most of the simen uncut, but cutting half is sufficient. Rav Kahana says Mechzal Mechza is not Karuv and explains, Haki Amrali Rachmanu LaMoshe, Hashem said this to Moshe, Shchot Ruba, shecht most of the simen, not merely half. Although the Mishnah clearly states that shechting half a simen is invalid, Rav can explain that our Mishnah's ruling is midrabban. Dilma lo'asikum ma'avid palg, lest one may not come to cut even half of the simen. On the next daf, Abai concludes that all Amoraim agree that Mechzal Mechza ain't a Karov, and that their Malchokas concerns a completely different subject. So once again, the three points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Pinchas said, Ein Shechita la'of min HaTorah. There is no law from the Torah requiring Shechita of birds by cutting the simanim. Rather, tearing or stabbing them suffices, however Shechita is required, mid the Rabban. He darshans v'shafach, he shall pour out the blood to teach, b'shvicha ba'al masagi, merely pouring out its blood is sufficient for slaughtering it. The Gemara eventually concedes that this question is a Malchukas Anayim. Rabbi Elazar Kappar, the great darshans, the Torah's comparison between Psuli HaMukdashim, disqualified Karbanos, which were redeemed, and Isle of Tzvi, a deer and a hard to teach. The non-domesticated animals require Shechita just as disqualified Karbanos do. But a bird has no Shechita requirement according to Torah law, El Medivrei Sofrim, only by rabbinical decree. Rebbe darshans, v'zavachta kasher sivisicha, and you shall slaughter as I have commanded you. Malamin shinistava Moshe alavesh v'alkana. This teaches that Moshe was orally commanded regarding shechting, the trachea and esophagus, v'alrov echubaof, and about cutting most of one pipe of a bird, v'alrov shnayim bebehema, and about cutting most of two pipes of an animal. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that shechita of one simen is sufficient for a bird. Rav Nachman said, oveshet okana. Either the esophagus or the trachea qualifies. Rav Adar Bar Abba says, Veshet v'lokana. He must specifically shecht the esophagus and not the trachea. And the Mishnah's term echod means meyuchad, the special pipe. The veshet is the more critical simen since even a tiny hole in the veshet renders the animal a trefa, whereas only a mostly cut kana does. A braisa states the malika of chata za'of can be performed on either siman, apparently disapproving Rav Ata bar Abba. However, the Gemara suggests that malika is different, since the spinal cord and neck bone are also cut during malika. Therefore, the Gemara presents an incident about a duck in Rava's house whose neck was stained with blood. Rava wondered how to examine the veshet for fatal injuries, since the veshet must be examined from the inside, and if they shecht it first, they may shecht through a fatal hole in the veshet. Rava's son suggested examining the kana externally and shechting it, and examining the veshet internally afterwards, and Rava approved. This proves that one may shecht either simon of a bird. And point number three, Rav says, Mechzal Mechzal Karov, shechting a siman until it's half cut and half uncut is like having shechted most of the siman and is a valid shechita. He explains, Haki Amrali Rachmanu LaMoshe, Hashem said this to Moshe, Lo Tishayar Ruba, do not leave most of the siman uncut, but cutting half is sufficient. Rav Kahana says, Mechzal Mechzal is not Karov, and explains, Haki Amrali Rachmanu LaMoshe, Hashem said this to Moshe, Shchot Ruba, shecht most of the siman, not merely half. Although the Mishnah clearly states that shechting half a siman is invalid, Rav can explain that our Mishnah's ruling is Midirabban. Dimu lo'asik ma'avid palg, lest one may not come to cut even half of the siman. On the next stuff, Abai concludes that all Amoraim agree that Mechzal Mechzal ain't a Karov, and that their Melchokas concerns a completely different subject. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Chav Ches, and our standard Simon is a strong man, Koach, a strong man. So here goes. The strong man who used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought Shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the Pasuk, V'zavachta kasher sivisicha. Watch the Shocha teach that you can cut either Simon, not specifically the Veshet. And then choose his son for the live demonstration, who was strong enough to cut more than half a siman, since Mechzal Mechzal ain't a Karov. Once again, slow motion. The strong man, that must be on Duff, Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought Shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the Pasuk V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, which reminds us, on the previous stuff, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas said, Ein Shechita Of Min HaTorah. There is no law from the Torah requiring Shechita of birds, but cutting the simanim, rather, tearing or stabbing them suffices. However, Shechita is required with the Rabban. Rebbe darshans, V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, and you shall slaughter as I have commanded you. This teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu was orally commanded regarding Shechita, the trachea and esophagus, and about cutting most of one pipe of a bird, and about cutting most of two pipes of an animal. So the strong man who used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought Shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the Pasuk V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, watched a Shocha teach that you can cut either siman, not specifically the Veshet, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that Shechita of one siman is sufficient for a bird. Rav Nachman says, O Veshet, O Kana, either the esophagus or the trachea qualifies. Rav Ata bar Abba says, Veshet v'lo kana. He must specifically shecht the esophagus and not the trachea. And the Mishnah's term, echad, means miyuchad, the special pipe. The veshet is the more critical simon, since even a tiny hole in the veshet renders the animal a trefa, whereas only a mostly cut kana does. So the strong man used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought Shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the Pasuk V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, watched the Shocha teach that you can cut either siman, not specifically the Veshet, and then choose his son for the live demonstration who is strong enough to cut more than half a siman, since Mechzal Mechzal ain't a Karov, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas whether Mechzal Mechzal Karov, shechting a siman until it's half cut and half uncut, is like having shechted most of the siman, and if it's a valid shechita or not. On the next daf, Abai concludes that all Amoraim agree that Mechzal Mechzal ain't a Karov, and the Malchokas concerns a completely different subject. So once again, the strong man used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought Shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the Pasuk V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, watched a Shocha teach that you can cut either siman, not specifically the Veshet, and then choose his son for the live demonstration, who was strong enough to cut more than half a siman, since Mechzal Mechzal ain't a Karov. All right, so now it's time for a four Ba'abach Chazara. Daf Chav Dalet, so the Simur Daf Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The Baal Mun Kohen and 50-year-old Levi retiring after 20 years were given thank you for your service pitchers, which reminds us, Kohanim were disqualified with Mumim, and Levim were disqualified by years. The age of restriction of 30 to 50 only applied in the Midbar, where the Pasuk mentions Avodas Masa, the work of a burden carrying the Mishkan and his kelim, but did not apply in Shiloh or the base of Migdash. Still, Levim are disqualified but Kol because of their voice if they can't sing together with the choir of Levim. So the Baal Mum Kohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service pitchers, by the elderly Kohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that a Kohen is qualified to serve after growing two sa'aros, meaning reaching maturity, ad sheyaskin, until he grows old. Rabbi Chanina defines this as ad sheyirsas, until he shakes from weakness. The Tanna Kamma says that a Kohen is fit for avoda after growing shtei sa'aros, but Rebbe says he's not fit until he's 20 years old. So the Baal Mum Kohen and 50-year-old Levi retiring after 20 years were given thank you for your service pitchers by the elderly Kohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, who didn't notice that on the shelf there was a dead sheres in the airspace of a clay pitcher and a dead one touching the outside of a metal one, which reminds us a kli cheres contracts tuma through its airspace, but other kelim contract tuma by being touched. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Hei is the 25th silver anniversary. So here goes. The cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, 25th silver anniversary? That must be around Daf Chaf Hei. The cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that what is tame, meaning susceptible to tuma, regarding wooden kalim is tahor regarding metal kalim and vice versa. Abraisa explains, gomei kli eitz, unfinished wooden utensils, are tame, but pshutem, flat wooden kalim are tahor. Unfinished metal kalim are tahor, and flat metal kalim are tame. Some examples of unfinished kalim include those which require polishing, adorning, planning, or lack of base or handle, but are usable for their intended purpose. So the cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, was dismayed that his wife didn't appreciate when he served small bitter almonds and large sweet ones that were chayiv b'maiser, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a chayiv b'shkedim hamarim, what is obligated in separating maiser in the case of bitter almonds, patur b'masukim, is exempt in the case of sweet almonds and vice versa. Abraisa explains that regarding bitter almonds, small ones are obligated in maiser, while large ones are exempt because they're generally eaten while small before they become too bitter. Regarding sweet almonds, the large ones are subject to maaser, while the small ones are exempt because people generally wait until they fully mature. So the cheapskate husband, who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, was dismayed that his wife didn't appreciate it when he served small bitter almonds and large sweet ones that were chayiv b'maaser, and a drink of unfermented tamid that he was unfortunately not allowed to purchase with Meiser Sheni Manis, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a temet ashol hichmitz, temet, a drink made by soaking grape seeds in water, which is not yet fermented, eno nikach bekesef meiser, cannot be purchased with Meiser Sheni Mani, meaning money used to redeem Meiser produce, uposolos a mikveh, and it disqualifies a mikveh which lacks 40 saw of rainwater. This temet is considered water despite its wine flavor. After fermenting, it's considered wine and may be purchased with Meiser Mani and would not disqualify a mikveh. Daf Chavav. So the Simmer Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers of the military coup. Military coup? That must be around Daf Chavav. The soldiers of the military coup who had bought tamid with Meiser Sheni money that later fermented, revealing it had really been fruit all along, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said in Rabba Bar Avua's name, Temed Shalachu Bekesef Meiser. Temed, a drink made by soaking grape seeds in water, which one purchased with Meiser Sheni money, meaning money used to redeem Meiser produce, Ubasov Hichmitz, and the Temed later fermented, Kana Meiser. The Temed acquires Meiser status. Although it had not fermented at the time of purchase, Igul Milse Lemafreya Deperahu, it is retroactively revealed that it was a fruit product since it was capable of fermenting. So, the soldiers of the military coup who had bought tamid with Meiser Sheni money that later fermented, revealing it had really been fruit all along, were examining it when they stopped to help a lost young girl and couldn't tell if she was the age to be sold or receive a kanas, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol makom sheyesh mecher ein kanas, wherever there's a right of sale, meaning a katana, whose father can sell her as an amar ivriya, there's no fine, meaning the 50 shekel kanas, paid by one who seduces or violates her. But kol makom sheyesh kanas ein mecher, and wherever there's a fine, referring to a nara, there's no right of sale, meaning the father can no longer sell her. Rav notes that this Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, but the Chachamim hold there is a kanas at the same age as the right of sale. So the soldiers in the military coup who had bought tamid with Meiser Sheni money that later fermented, revealing it had really been fruit all along, were examining it when they stopped to help a lost young girl and couldn't tell if she was the age to be sold or receive a kanas, and then suddenly heard a tekiah on Yom Tov Erev Shabbos signaling them to stop permit a malacha and that there would be no havdalah, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, kol makom sheyesh tekiyah ein havdalah. Wherever there's a horn blast, there's no havdalah, and wherever there's havdalah, there's no tekiyah. It explains that when Yantav falls on Erev Shabbos, we sound a horn to announce the approach of Shabbos, warning people to stop performing malacha, which are only permitted on Yantav, but do not recite havdalah, since Shabbos has greater restrictions. When Yantav falls on Motzi Shabbos, we recite havdalah, but do not sound the horn, since the departing day of Shabbos has greater restrictions than the entering day of Yantav. Dav Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. When the custom kazoo maker, kazoo, that must be more a Dav Chav Zayin. When the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, which reminds us, the second parak begins, "Ashoichet echad ba'of u'shnayim ba'behema shchitaso kashera." If one shechs one pipe of a bird or both pipes of an animal, his shchita is valid. "V'ruba shel echad kamo," and cutting most of one pipe is like cutting all of it. Rav Yehuda requires cutting the veridin, the main blood vessels of the neck, and the Gemara will explain this to refer to shchita birds. So when the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, and that shechita from the neck is halachah l'moshe misinai, which reminds us, Rav Kahana asks, "Menayinu shechita shehi min hatzavar?" From where do we derive that shechita means cutting from an animal's throat? And ultimately, the Gemara concludes that it's halachah l'moshe misinai. So when the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, and the shechita from the neck is halachah l'moshe misinai, they took a break for a meal of fish that doesn't need shechita at all, which reminds us, fish do not require shechita. A travel galilean once darshan, an animal which was created from the dry land requires shechita. Both simanim, fish, which were created from the water, do not require any shechita. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we discuss whether mechza or mechza is karov? That's on daf chavches. Good. Number two. Which daf do you discuss the ages when a girl can be sold and when she obligates kanas? That's on daf chavav. Good. Number three. Which daf do you mean that paraduma is killed with shechita and egla rufa is killed with decapitation? That's on daf chav gimel. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you mean that fish do not require shechita? That's on daf chav zayin. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you mean that unfinished wood kelim are makabel tuma, but unfinished metal kelim are not? That's on daf chav hey. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you discuss whether shechita za'ov is mina Torah or not? That's on daf chav ches. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you learn that shechita means cutting from an animal's throat is halacha l'moshe misinai? That's on daf chav zayin. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you learn a kli cheres contracts tuma through its airspace, but other kelim contract tuma by being touched? That's on daf chav dalet. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we discuss whether the one simon requirement of birds can be either simon or specifically must be the veshet? That's on daf chav ches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that shechita requires most of the two simanim of an animal and most of one simon of a bird? That's on daf chav zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.